Yo, what's going on, everyone? This is the LeBron James news feed for Monday, November 12th, 2018. I'm Devin Lloyd for CLNS Media, the online leading provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball. LeBron James had not one, but two games over the weekend. And of course, we'll get into that. But LeBron James spoke out about gun violence in America after the Thousand Oaks mass shooting. And this is what he had to say.
I think it's about recognizing what's going on in society, and for us to be so close to this situation, you know, and not being too far away. And you know, first of all, my prayers and my condolences to all the families that lost loved ones and under such an act that none of us ever, you know, want to be a part of, obviously, but never want even to hear about, you know, no matter how close. Just how do we clean up this? It all comes back to this gun situation that we have in America. Gun violence and be able to, you know, I don't definitely want to go into that right now, but I can do it at a later point. But we know that these people are just being able to just go and buy guns and do things with them, and you know, innocent lives are being taken. And at young ages, you know, when I was younger, we didn't really have to worry about gun violence too much. I mean, if you had a problem with somebody, you kind of fist it out and move on. And now it's like people are like shooting it out and don't even have a problem with somebody. They just, you know, got a problem with themselves, or you know, a problem with the situation they're in. So
LeBron and the Lakers, as well as the Atlanta Hawks, wore t-shirts embezzled with "Enough" on front, as well as the 12 victims who were killed in the shooting. Names were on the back of the t-shirts before last night's game against the Atlanta Hawks. Now, how did the game go for LeBron and the Lakers? Well, of course, the Lakers came away with the victory. LeBron James had a pretty solid night as well. Had 26.7 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. However, LeBron James continuing to struggle from the free throw line. Shot 3 of 7, but he was 3-5 shooting, under a minute left, went to the free throw line and missed not one, but 2 free throws once again. Does it look similar to something that happened earlier in the season? Yes, it does. And officially, LeBron James is not a great free throw shooter at all. He even admitted it himself after the game was up. But one takeaway I do want to bring up between Sunday's and Saturday's game against the Sacramento Kings is LeBron James is improving his three-point shooting this season. At the beginning of the year, he was shooting sub 20% from the three-point line. Over the weekend, however, he's able to knock down 6 of 15 threes, which is 40%. He looks way more confident stepping up at the three-point line, and things are definitely looking good for him. Only thing I could wish for LeBron James is to improve the free throw shooting, especially late in games, and be able to attack the rim late in games. One flaw that we did see from the Atlanta Hawks was that LeBron James was settling from jump shots late in the game, which essentially is ISO ball. Get the ball to LeBron James, get out of the way. That's how they finished the game, and that's how they almost blew a 15-point lead to the Atlanta Hawks. But LeBron, he was able to, you know, redeem himself with a tip-in slam after a missed Kyle Kuzma shot after his missed 2 free throws, which did get the Lakers a 1-point lead. And then, of course, they were able to win the game by a game-winning block by Tyson Chandler. So that has been your LeBron James news feed for Monday, November 12th. Of course, we will be back on Wednesday to give you more information as to what's going on with LeBron James. But if you want to stay up to date, make sure you go ahead and check out our website, clnsmedia.com, as well as follow us on Twitter at clnsmedia. This has been Devin Lloyd. I'll see you Wednesday.